12 years ago, on the 22nd of July, 2011, I felt very sick. I was watching TV and events unfolding in Norway at a summer camp. Some of you will remember it. It was the day Anders Behring Breivik murdered 77 people in cold blood, running after innocent people disguised as a policeman, hunting them down, shooting 69 people, the youngest 14 years old, and then planting a bomb in the capital, Oslo, which murdered another 8. In his trial and in his long manifesto, he made it clear that he was engaged in a crusade to re-Christianize Europe. He is, he claimed, a baptized Christian. And he acted so the truth could be seen that only the cross of Christian faith will unify the people of Europe. Muslims and left liberals need to be expelled or exterminated. To hear the faith to which I have tried to commit my life, my thinking, my actions, spoken of in the way Breivik did in those ensuing days, did make me sick to the core. It bore no resemblance at all, indeed, was the very demonic opposite to the God I see in Jesus Christ and in the way of love he preached and lived. How could my faith be so politically perverted? How could it be so confident and yet so far from what the majority hold who call themselves Christian? How could a faith of sacrificial love have been soured into some regime of murder? So many people across the world today of different faiths are feeling the same. As a priest, I watch the news and hear the political situation in the Middle East, those live issues of identity and history and land and justice, all burning. But I also see it through eyes of faith. There are Muslims watching their TVs horrified at watching slaughter in Israel and hearing God is great as another innocent person is shot or kidnapped. And when they leave their homes and walk in the street, many walk in fear of being attacked in some coarse act of revenge. Members of the Jewish community have increasing fear as schools and synagogues are tensely guarded now. Hate crimes against them increase. Even a production of The Merchant of Venice is having to be guarded at the moment. And many of them strongly protesting against the killing of Palestinian civilians by men and women wearing the Star of David. And the secular extremists, the secular commentators shout a plague on all their houses. The world would be better off without religion if this is what it does. And there are days when even the most devout must give some passing thought to whether they might be right. And yet, I remind myself again that what is being perpetrated often in the name of religions is not true to the heartland of those religions. We cannot stop politics or anger or hate using God as some sort of backup. But we can continue to say, no, No, that's not the God of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And we must bring people of those faiths together to show this to each other, as to those who would wish they'd all somehow disappear, so the world could be godless, as if that would somehow make it more peaceful or just. My point, I think, is that God is a victim in all this, caught up in all this politics. And times like this do make me search as to why I continue to pursue this God when so many who say they act in his name are creating a religion of death. But I do believe, I still believe, it is very important to me that belief in God comes out of an intuition, a sense of awe, surprise, beyondness, out of a perception that reality can somehow ultimately be trusted, a sense that love and life have a source and a goal. And though loud, aggressive voices take us away from these whispers within, to return to them can be a source of peace for individuals, for communities. And however you interpret Jesus' difficult story just now, full of hyperbole and shock factor, like one of those dreams we can have in which you turn up somewhere important in the wrong clothes, at the heart of that story is a party, a banquet, a feast where all are invited. If the man not dressed properly is some metaphor for those who don't enter the spirit of this party, don't enter into the spirit of friendships, but carry on as if faith doesn't make any difference to your heart, your decisions, or your values, then maybe it is a story for today. Can the faith you proclaim recognize you as one of its own? Or has nothing changed? Has revelation turned to re-evaluation in your life? Or is it just some cover? It is a strange world where we often have to search for God in the very opposite of what those who say they know God best tell us. But as Christians, we follow a man who was opposed from the start by religious certainty and political power, and who lived a life he invites us to live with him now that speaks and acts one truth, that where charity and love are, there is God, there, nowhere else. There. We must pray for the peoples of Israel and Palestine, for Jew, Muslim, and Christian, that the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, will make home in our hearts and make room for each other.